Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend John Berlau, CEI.org. John, tell us about CEI.
CEI has celebrated our 35th anniversary. It was founded by, like many startups, by in somebody's home in somebody's apartment in Fred Smith's apartment 35 years ago with three people, and it's grown to, you know, we have more than 30 plus of adjuncts working on it, being a watchdog over the regulatory state,
right.
And we say that we want to make sure that regulators are kept in check by Congress. In fact, we're pushing for requiring congressional approval of all regulation.
Right.
And we point out the cost of regulation.
And sunsetting. I've been pushing you guys to focus on sunsetting regulations. Wayne Cruz will tell you that. I've been all over that for years. They sunset.
Right.
Here's what I got. Here's where my position, John. They sunset tax cuts. Why don't they sunset regulations? Come on.
That's a very good idea. We have it among the many things we're proposing. That's some of what we're proposing. CEI.org.
CEI.org, folks. It's an outstanding organization. All right, we're talking about cryptocurrency. John, I'm going to set you up for this. I want to talk in this segment about the future of cryptocurrency. First, cryptocurrency is going to be in our future. And I say our. It may not be. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take to become ubiquitous, but I think it will become ubiquitous. And every day that cryptocurrency has more ubiquity in the marketplace, where more and more people are using it, and in the using of a cryptocurrency, regardless of which one it is, in the using of that, every cent, every unit of measure of a cryptocurrency that they use is that much less of a unit of measure of a sovereign fiat money that they use. And so every time that happens, a fiat currency gets diminished, and I think that diminishes the leverage of the sovereign states, and I think that's going to create some interesting disruptions in the future. What do you think?
I think that's probably correct. Certainly we are going to see if cryptocurrency, I can't say which cryptocurrency, in the futures. It's like the internet companies of the internet in the 90s. You had a lot of companies that went bankrupt, but the internet still got bigger and bigger. And yes, I think it will weaken the sovereign in a lot of ways, but that could be, that's not necessarily itself a bad thing. Although you do have to watch, what I'm concerned about is watching whether overregulation doesn't kill cryptocurrency, but keeps some of the new startups and innovators from.
But let me ask you a question, John. Would you rather have, warts and all, Congress and Parliament and from Japan to Europe to America to Canada, Australia? Would you rather have those federal governments running and talking about how to take care of the planet with all their faults, would you rather have that and using their sovereign currency to run the economy on, or would you rather have Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and the Google boys and people like that running it with their cryptocurrency? Which one would be the most perilous, do you think?
Ultimately, you're going to have one or the other.
I don't think they're going to be cohabitate. What do you think?
I'd rather have the free market then. I do, and I don't think
Jeff Bezos to be a major dominant force in the global stage.
If there weren't the crushing cost of regulation, I think Bezos might Facebook, for that matter, might very well be replaced. They've only been around for 20 years.
I understand, but they're going to be replaced with another Bezos and another and Zuckerberg's son, for God's sake, or daughter. I'm not a Luddite. I'm just saying that alternative is not exactly a good one either. With as bad as what we have now is, scares me.
Right. Well, we've always had alternative forms of money, and we've, you know, from the tobacco warehouse receipts of the early
right.
days of the Republic. We didn't really have the dollar dominate in the U.S. until about 100 years ago with
right.
the creation
really,
of the Federal
really,
Reserve. We had different
that, but
money
really,
issued by different...
Really since World War II in terms of being a,
yes, you're
a
right
lever,
about that.
Real lever for the United States. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
CEI.org. Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. John Berlau, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.